This is NPR's Ask Me Another. I'm your host, Ophira Eisenberg. Now, please welcome our guests from the new thriller Green Room, actress Alia Shawkat and writer and director Jeremy Saulnier.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey now. Hey now.
Alia, I just wanted to say, I think it's an amazing little fact to find out that you grew up not only in Palm Springs, but as the daughter of parents who ran a strip club in a neighboring city?
Still running.
Still running!
Still doing well. If you hop a flight tonight, they'll still be open. Yeah, they own a strip club. It's called Showgirls. It's in a small shopping center. Great parents. Great strip club. Well,
as a kid, were they they were transparent about it, right?
Yeah, it was very separated from my personal life. Okay. Like, my dad was always home for dinner. Boys at school thought I was cool. That was something. But I only went in for the first time when I was 21, actually.
And what'd you think?
I decided to, make a short documentary about it. I was like, this has so much to do with my sexuality. which it does, but let's not talk about it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Many of our listeners know you as Maybe on Arrested Development.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What was it like being the only character who had their life together?
Really? Maybe had it together?
Sorta, yeah.
Well, she was a child, which helps in that environment. I think she was confident. She didn't care, even though she wasn't very smart. She was just like, I'll figure it out. She was pretty hurt on the inside in other ways, you know?
Sounds like me.
Yeah. How old were you when you started on Arrested Development?
I did the pilot when I was 14, and we wrapped when I was 18.
Did you get the jokes sort of at different moments throughout 14 to 18?
Yeah, I mean, the whole process, me and Michael Cera were just kind of like, I guess this is funny. but we, you know, it was a privilege to grow at a fast pace with our humor. At that age, you know what I mean?
Yeah, advanced humor.
Yeah.
Let's bring Jeremy into the conversation now and talk about your new film.
Please don't.
Green Room.
I was having fun.
Green Room is about a punk band that plays a show in an Oregon club that's full of skinheads, and the punk rock band witnesses a murder, and the skinheads won't let them leave alive.
That is true.
Fun stuff. Now, Jeremy, you said that you had to get this film out of your system.
Yes.
What does that mean exactly?
It means I had to purge my adolescent obsession with genre films and punk rock and hardcore before I got too soft. Brooklyn now breeds soft people. And I thought when I moved here, 22 years ago, I was at NYU, I was going to move to Brooklyn afterwards. And I thought it was for hard people. But that's no longer the case.
No.
So before I got too soft on Brooklyn pastries and dope iced coffees, I had to get this on screen as an archive that once I was kind of hard.
You were part of the punk scene in Alexandria.
Yes, Virginia. Alexandria, Virginia, which is just a 5-minute trip from Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
So that's the birthplace of hardcore. And it was a real deal scene.
Yeah, you don't look hard. You look very... I would buy a pastry from
you.
Well,
think about hardcore kids, the punk scene, you wore jeans and t-shirts.
Right.
And you just hurt each other a lot.
Right, and the music was intense and aggressive.
Super intense, yeah.
Yeah, I went to a lot of these live shows in Calgary, Alberta. Yeah. And there's mosh pits.
Slam pits.
Slam pits.
Moshing is more of like a media exploitation term. We slam.
Yeah, okay, you slam. It's. I found it to be predominantly guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It always starts that way, right?
As did Alia's character in Green Room.
Right. That.
Right. Your character was originally written for a guy. Yeah. Was it written for a guy?
Samuel instead of Samantha.
Ah.
It was written for a dude, and nothing from the script changed. None of the dialogue. Just the pronouns in the
setting.
That's
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Goes to show.
You were in a punk band, Jeremy, is that right?
I was. I was in a hardcore band.
What was the name?
They're called No Turn on Fred. In our hometown of Alexandria, just about every No Turn on Red sign was spray painted with an F before the red as part of a decades-long history of vandalism, which our band really appreciated and thought it'd be also a cool way to get about 200 free posters all over town. But then we took that outside of county lines and realized it was a really stupid name. But I stand by it because those are my bros.
Yeah.
I like it.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Can you walk people through all the different factions there are to the hardcore scene?
I mean, in the 1990s?
Yeah.
I mean, there was like Hare Krishna core.
Which is?
Really?
Hare Krishnas that were in hardcore. There's these kids, you know, this is when I first was introduced to veganism. Straight edge kids.
Yeah.
There's like a lot of metalheads. Within the skinhead community, there's a bunch of tough guys from New York. There's sharps, which are skinheads against racial prejudice. And there's Nazi skinheads, and there's people like me who are posers, and there's, you know, kids, a trend within the hardcore scene was wearing Letterman jackets, like jocks. It was kind of everything under one roof.
Now, there's a running bit of dialogue in the movie where the characters share and pose to each other who their desert island band is. Mm-hmm. And it's a great little bit of insight into all of the characters. And I'm sure people have asked you to answer the same question, so I will as well. Jeremy, who's your desert island band?
It would be Black Sabbath.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Yes.
Now, does Black Sabbath for you, is that like one of the first, you know, albums you purchased as a kid, or did you come across a little later?
It's a little later. I was actually into pop music for a long time growing up, but then when I was 8 or 9 years old, I got introduced to the like Dead Kennedys.
4 to 7, you were like, yeah, this hip hop's cool.
I mean, I was a skater, so I got introduced through all the older, cooler kids to like punk rock and new wave. And then I had a classic rock phase. And then I got back into hardcore.
Alia, who's your desert island band?
Oh, boy. You know, I'd go with, like, David Bowie. I could listen to him all the time.
Yep.
That was almost in the movie.
Really?
Yep.
Was I going to say David Bowie?
What if you were?
What if it was?
Maybe when you were
Let's
a man.
Go back in time. A question I ask myself all the time.
Are you ready for an Ask Me Another challenge?
Yeah.
All right. Alia, Jeremy, we've written a version of one of our favorite games just for you based on your personal interests. It's called This, That, or The Other. And Jonathan Colton is here to help me with this game.
So we will give you a title, and you will tell us which of three categories it belongs to. Every answer is either a punk rock band, a scary movie, or figure skating terminology.
Oh, God.
Okay. Alia, am I right in thinking you like some ice skating?
I feel like you went deep. Yeah. On my history. I used to ice skate as a child.
Really?
Yeah.
So she has a bit of an edge there.
Oh, no. I have actually an extreme phobia of game shows.
I thought you were saying ice skating.
She has a serious edge in more ways than one.
The winner is going to get an Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube.
Oof.
Yes.
My wife would like that. She's a sustaining member. She's a big NPR fan.
I'm happy to hear that. Maybe one day you will be too, Jeremy.
Hey, man.
Here we go. Dead mate.
Figure skating term?
Alia, you're incorrect. Oh. Jeremy, can you steal?
Dead mate? I would say it's a scary movie.
It is a scary movie. Oh. Correct, yes. Yeah. 1988 movie about a woman who marries an undertaker.
How does it go?
He wants her dead.
Mm.
Yeah. He's an undertaker who, yeah.
Here's another one. Death drop. Jeremy.
Figure skating terminology.
Yeah, that's right.
What?
Was that a guess or?
I did the math. It's a drop.
How about hanging woman? Jeremy.
That's probably a trick question because it sounds like another figure skating terminology. So I'm going to go with that because I'm an idiot.
You're wrong. Alia, can you steal?
I'm going to say punk band.
Ooh, Hanging Woman is a scary movie.
No!
Yeah, 1973 trauma movie, also known as Orgy of the Dead.
Oh, if you would have said Orgy of the Dead, it'd be a no-brainer.
Well, sorry about that.
Yeah, Orgy of the Dead is not a great figure skating.
Yeah. It's a closer.
The difficulty is too high. Nobody dares attempt it in competition.
Okay. Actually, those coaches are pretty hardcore, so that's not far from the truth.
Kiss and Cry. Jeremy.
Because it sounds so lame, I'm going to say an ice skating term.
Yes, you are correct.
No way.
I like
Wait, do you have the definition of what a kissing cry is?
Yes, I do.
Okay, let's
see. I love Jeremy's deductive logic.
Yeah.
That is right after where they wait for their scores.
Sure.
And that's what they call the kiss and cry, because either they
They're
get great scores and
kiss
they
kiss
everybody,
cry.
Or they, yeah.
They, oh, and now it's kind of sad.
Yep.
That's kind of sad.
You feel bad that you said it was lame?
I do. Yeah. That's very emotional for those people.
Got a couple more for you. Still anyone's game. Anyone's right. game. 2-inch astronaut. Jeremy.
I have no clue.
2-inch astronaut?
Yeah, you want to take a guess, Jeremy?
I'm going to say...
Sounds pretty lame.
Yeah. If it's not an ice skating term, I'm going to come get you. But that's what I was going to say. 2-inch astronaut seems like it's some kind of catch and release thing.
Okay.
Really close to the person.
Wrong.
Yeah.
Alia.
Punk band.
Punk band it is.
Yes. Feels so good.
Sorry, Jeremy.
I'll Google that, and I'll be the judge if that's a punk band or not.
They're based out of Maryland.
These are all real bands
they're
and real
bands.
Shows.
They're all listening.
And they're going to kill us.
Yeah.
Good luck to all bands. Okay.
It's your last clue.
Oh.
Mohawk turn.
Mohawk what?
Mohawk turn.
Turn?
Turn.
Mohawk turn?
Mohawk turn.
That's a trick question.
I'm going to say, hey, everybody, we're Mohawk turn. No. I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it's a scary movie.
Jeremy, can you steal?
No,
she is incorrect.
Ice skating.
I'm going to say it's ice skating because Mohawk is too obvious for punk.
You are correct. Let's go to our puzzle guru, Archung. How did our special guests do?
They did amazing. Congratulations, Jeremy. You won an Ask Me Another Rubik's
Cube.
Yes.
Woo-hoo.
Excellent, excellent.
Thanks to both of our special guests. Let's hear it one more time for Jeremy Saunier.
Thank you.
And Alia Shokat.
Appreciate it.
In a town in the woods at the top of a hill, there's a house where no one lives. So you take a big bag of your big city money there and buy it. But at night when the house is dark and you're all alone, there's a noise upstairs. At the top of the stairs there's a door, so you take a deep breath and try it. And the flashlight shows you something moving just inside the door. There's a tattered dress and a feeling you have felt somewhere before. There's a creepy doll that always follows you. It's got a ruined eye, it's always open. There's a creepy doll that always follows you. It's got a pretty mouth to swallow you whole.
Jonathan Colton.